Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yeah, what's your name?
Amia, A-M-I-A.
M-A-I. I'm going to spell it again, please.
Amia, A-M-I-A.
Amia, okay, thank you. Yeah. Do you have any of my information in front of you, or do I need to start from the top?
Okay, so I am the supervisor you've requested. No, I do not have any of that information. May you provide it to me, please?
Okay. My name is Charles Lane, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Last name is Lane, L-A-N-E. My address is 63 Main Street, Dobbs Ferry, D-O-B-B-S, Ferry as in ferry boat, New York, 10522. And that would be apartment number 7.
Okay, one brief moment.
Okay.
63 Main Street, Apartment 7, Dole's Ferry, New York.
That's me.
Dobbs. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, how may I assist you today?
Okay, well, apparently a mistake has been made, and I think this falls on me. I made a purchase, as you see, on the 22nd of March, and I didn't know at all that there was some sort of trial period. You know, I paid what I had to pay. And there's, I was told a while ago that there's a while ago meeting a few minutes ago that there was some sort of 14-day trial period. Now, clearly, had I known that, I would have dealt with that immediately, but I didn't know. And then I see this $59.97 charge come up, and I don't know what that's about whatsoever. And so I'm calling, appealing if there's something I can do to get that reversed, because I clearly, you know, any fool would have, like, done something about it had they known. I just didn't know. I didn't know it existed.
Okay, so I do see that there was a purchase that was made back on the 19th of March. It was for some earpods for the shipping and handling charge of $7.92. And along with that came a watch for the shipping and handling of $5.97.
The 19th? I thought it was the 22nd. That's what my bank statement showed. But you're showing the 19th?
The 19th, yes. That's when the 5 and the 792 and the 97 came out of the account.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a product that you got to test out for 14 days. And if you did not call to cancel, then the after trial charge of $59.97 would come out of the account.
Right. And that's the part that I'm saying that I just didn't realize that it was like a 14-day window. I thought that, you know, what I had done, what I had purchased, that was the end of it.
Yes, I
agree. What I'm trying to say is clearly, had I known, I would have called. I would have, you know, done something.
Okay. So I definitely understand that. Now, within the 14 days, you know, you said you wasn't aware of that. Now, we do have a, let's see. Yes, so I can provide you a 35% refund on the $59.97.
Is that it?
Yes, and you can keep the product because we don't take it back.
Okay. All right. If that's the best you can do, that's fine.
Okay. Give me one brief moment.
May I ask you, Mia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll wait. I'll wait till you do it.
No, you can go ahead.
May I ask you, so now how does this work? Just that I never make this fucking, this mistake again. If I had responded in the, you know, like 10 days into it or day number 4 to say cancel it, what then happened? Do I return the product?
No, you would have just killed the product and you would avoid the after trial charge.
Wow. You see what I'm saying? If I had I known that, then of course I would have done that. I didn't know. Like I said, I thought I was done. And then I see this charge come up, and I'm like, what is this? What is that about? You know, I just had no idea. You get what I'm saying, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I definitely get what you're saying.
No idea whatsoever. No idea.
Okay, so give me one brief moment.
Surely. Amia is a unique name. I've never heard it before. It's cool.
Yes, it is a unique name.
Yes, it is.
One brief moment. Everything just loading at this moment. So you will be receiving a email confirming the cancellation and also the refund within the next 24 to 48 hours. And also it will be a refund of $20.98 being credited back to you within the next 3 to 5 business days, or however long it does take your bank to release those fundings. I do have a cancellation number available for you whenever you are ready.
Okay, what do I need this for, the cancellation number?
It will just confirming the cancellation of your account.
Okay, this number, do I need to call it? I'm asking questions now, you see. Do I need to call this number or is
no,
it just...
you don't have to call this number. It's confirming the cancellation of your account today.
Understood. Okay, I'm ready.
All righty, so that is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
776.
Okay.
F as in Frank. 99, 35, E is an echo,
mm-hmm.
Then the number one.
The number one. Okay. I got it. C776F9935E1.
Correct.
Okay. Amia, well, thank you. I love your accent. Where are you from?
The South. I'm from Alabama.
Yeah, I know that. I just want to know where. I couldn't place it. Yeah, Alabama.
Alabama. Yeah.
Yeah, I have relatives in South Carolina.
Okay.
Boston,
their
yeah.
accent's a little different from ours, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So I couldn't place it, but there you go. That makes sense. Alabama, cool. All right, Amia, I thank you very much. I'm sorry I couldn't get a full refund, but thank you for your help. Thank you very much.
No problem. I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call. You have a wonderful and positive day. I am the supervisor you requested today.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.